I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Emily Goodson and Jeremy Schoenfeld's Brother Sister Rock Musical returns to the Ted Jones Playhouse of the Bloomington Playwrights Project in a production directed by the project's artistic director, Chad Rabinowitz. Our guests are Chad Rabinowitz and the brother and sister actors, Wade McCullum, who plays Jesse, and Allison Cusano, who plays Molly. Chad, BP's dedicated to new plays. This is a return. What's new and what makes it worthy?
Oh, that's a great question. We've been developing this show for, I think, 4 or 5 years now. Originally was commissioned and started here at BPP. And this shows our audience the process of what happens after all these shows that start with us leave. And now we're showing what it's like when it comes back as we're getting it ready for what we think is a very big future ahead of it. So there's 6 new songs. There's 80 new pages. If you saw it before, you will recognize and follow the storyline is very similar, but it's wholly different. So it's a completely new experience, and we think we've taken it just, I'd say, 50 levels up.
Wade, you play the brother Jesse who comes back and actually surprises his sister and is surprised in a wonderful first scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of complexity to it, and I read that the memories that people go over the most in their minds are the most inaccurate to actually what happened. And the things that they go over least, actually, they remember pretty accurately. And I thought that was quite key to my understanding of this play, because both are adopting the blame for their mother's passing. They really do remember the trauma of their childhood in two very opposite ways. And I think that that trauma is something that they have relived for their entire adult lives. And they've gone over it and over it and over it and over it. And in doing so, I think they've woven together two very different tales of what happened. He takes off. He just doesn't know what else to do. And he spends a good part of 20 years running from the memory of what happened when he was 16, 17 years old. And he comes back because he's hit rock bottom, back to the only thing that may have some semblance of familiarity and maybe some piece of nurturing that he can hold on to. And what he finds is not exactly nurturing.
Allison, you've heard Wade talk about his character and the arc of his life. Do you think that complements yours, or do you think it's the opposite in some ways of your characters?
I am about 30-ish years old, and I'm sort of down on my luck. My father passed, and I have this house that I don't know what to do with. I put a lot of the blame on myself rather than on him, and I think vice versa. And that's sort of where we butt heads in the story. I think at the beginning, my character sort of just feels like this is the way that her life is going to be, and that she didn't have a choice of whether or not she wanted to move on and make something of her life. She just was given this thing that she was going to have no help with, and that's just the way her life was going to be. But I think that towards the end of the play, when, you know, Jesse sort of comes in, she realizes that maybe She's not dead yet. I mean, there's still a chance for something. And so I think that, you know, you see that arc of her, of it being a good thing.
Chad, a sense of guilt, a sense of shared history that wasn't shared, and yet a play that I think comes out on a very positive note in the finale.
Well, I mean, you'll have to come to and see. Ultimately, this became an exploration of, well, what did happen? And if no one actually knows, then is the truth even relevant? And do you just keep spinning the past, or do you find a way to move forward?
Chad Rabinowitz, the director of the Bloomington Playwrights Project's production, with actors Wade McCullum, who plays Jesse, and Allison Cusano, who plays Molly, Spun opens on January 26th and continues
until February 17th. It's our longest run in BPP history.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.